Hey guys, I'm TK
and I'm Ashley,
and we are your hosts for Faithful Pursuit
here in Dallas, Texas.
Yay! This is our very first podcast, and y'all, we are so excited to be here. We've been planning this for
I can't even tell you how long
we've been planning this, so I'm very excited.
We've had so much fun doing it.
I feel like we were gonna be laughing through this whole thing, but that's okay because Jesus loves happiness. He loves laughs and things. Okay, so we're just gonna jump right into it. A little bit about how we got to know each other. You wanna take it away?
I got you.
Okay.
Okay. So we actually went to college together at Texas Women's University. We were dance majors. We both graduated. We kind of lost connection after graduation. But God, it's funny because He's always bringing people back to you, right?
Yeah.
We were both going through the exact same thing at the exact same time. And one day I kind of like just texted TK at random.
It was like, do you want to start a blog? I literally was like, yeah. Like, there was no, like, why. There was just, like, yeah,
well, let's do it. But that's really how it happened.
Yeah, that's literally how it happened. And then it went from a blog to then, like, a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I guess because we were, like, well, I feel like if we start a podcast, we could, like, say a lot more.
Oh, way more.
Than, like, putting it in a blog and, like, have to, like, limit the words. So we were like, let's just do a podcast. And, like, I mean, we're beautiful women. Yeah, exactly. We're beautiful women. We're funny. Everybody wants to hear from... No, I'm just kidding. No, but we just really thought it was a good idea. And also, like, I prayed about it. I've been praying about it since we, like, talked about it. And, like, I was asking God to give me the discernment of, like, this podcast. I was like, is this what we need to be doing? Like, or do you think this is a crazy idea?
And we both got yeses.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. And sometimes, even if He doesn't give you an answer, sometimes that silence is the answer.
That's true.
So, here we are.
Yep.
Yay! Okay.
Our name. How do we pick it?
How did we pick it?
We both picked names, and then we just had a vote on social media, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
So we did Faithful Pursuit. Faithful meaning unchanging God. And then we got Pursuit from pursuing Jesus on our daily walk. So a loyal servant to our unchanging God.
Yeah, you guys helped us a lot with picking because, like, we want you guys to be a part of this podcast as well. So thank you for the ones that did vote. And this was the most voted name.
So many.
Like, so many of y'all picked Faithful Pursuit out of all of them. And we're very grateful for y'all. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, we love that name anyway. We were like, hey, let's go with it because we're like, we both love it. Why not? Yeah. So just a little bit before we get into it, just kind of what to expect with this podcast.
Yes.
So
we'll be posting every other Monday.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
Every other Monday. We'll be posting on YouTube and Spotify. I was going to say podcast, bro. We're going to be posting on YouTube and Spotify. So make sure you subscribe on YouTube and then I guess follow on Spotify. So you guys can keep up with our podcast and things like that. We're hoping to
encourage, change lives, help y'all through this journey.
Yes. We're always going to be open ears for anybody that wants to talk to us. Like, we're not going to be those people that's like, oh, like, we're better than y'all.
Nah.
No, we're not. We're just as much as a sinner as you are. So, we're nobody's perfect except Jesus Himself.
Yep.
My cat is being a little over there. Yeah. Trying to think what else we could mention.
We'll be having lots of life testimonies from people that want to share. We also have
that was funny.
Where are we at?
Oh yeah, so we are going to be having like testimonies. I don't even know what I was about to say with that one.
We'll just have testimonies. If you want to share, you have a testimony that you really, really want to share, please let us know so we can share it to the world.
Yeah, and also, really, like, if you guys want to, like, contact us via social media and, like, let us know your situation, and maybe in our next podcast we can anonymously bring up your, like, testimony and kind of just put that out there to give people that are watching, like...
Because you might change someone else's life.
Exactly. Exactly. And hopefully the testimony I give you guys today will change someone's life. Let me take this off the mic. Sorry, guys, if it's loud. Yeah, and then we're going to be having guest artists. So you want to talk about the guest speakers that we'll be having soon?
So for sure, we have one who is basically my mentor / pastor, who has known me since I was 9 years old. So Pastor Jenna, we'll be Zooming her in, though, from Florida. Well, no, she moved to Tennessee. So can't wait for y'all to hear her, because she is amazing.
And then also along the way, we will also have more guest speakers. We just don't know of them right now, but who knows? Maybe one of them could be a guest speaker one day. You never know. So just keep that in mind. Also, we will be doing, like, giveaways here and there throughout our process, just to show you guys our appreciation. And those giveaways, it won't be, like,
nothing
like crazy. It'll be stuff that's going to connect within this podcast. So it could be like you could win a free Bible or a journal, or like whenever we plan to have merch at some point. Yeah. So we'll give you free merch or whatever the case is.
So on the lookout.
Yes. Be on the lookout for that. Do you have anything else?
Yes. We will be having in-person Bible studies very soon. We're still looking into the details on that. Yes. We'll have lots of community. What else?
We're also going to do like a prayer board. So pretty much really under any video, like on YouTube, or like even if you want to DM us and be like, hey, can you pray for this? We'll write it down. We'll put on our prayer board and we'll continue to pray for you. Even when God answers those, you know, prayers for us, we're going to still continue to pray, because prayer never stops. That's no true. Matter the situation. You should never stop praying, even when God blesses you, because he can take it away. He will take it away.
He wants you to stay in the word.
Yes.
And be in a relationship with him.
Stay faithful.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it. Let's talk about a testimony before I give you guys my testimony, because we wanted to keep this first podcast kind of light and fluffy. Mm-hmm. And then we'll really take it up in our next podcast. So Ashley's going to take away with what a testimony is. And then I'll give you guys my testimony and I'll try to keep it a little tight.
Then we'll see.
My testimony's kind of crazy.
Okay. So short and simple. So a Christian testimony can be about a person's journey to becoming a Christian, or it can be a way of which God is trying to tell you, showing you a lesson, and you succeed, or he's giving you blessings after blessings, and just answer prayers. That's really what a testimony is. So, are you ready, TK?
I think I'm ready.
Okay.
So, I'm going to share my testimony today, and then in another different podcast, Ashley will share hers. So here I go. I put on makeup purposely so I don't cry, because every time I think about my own testimony, I just get so, like, emotional. But I think I'm at the point now where I could talk about it and not, like, cry about it.
That means you actually healed.
Yeah, I know. So, I would say, growing up in general, I had a pretty healthy relationship with, like, my family and things like that. And I grew up in the church. My mom was like that person that would like walk in and be like, wake up, we're going to church. Like, you know. And so we were always going to church every Sunday. And then I would even go to church on Wednesdays for like not Sunday school, but Bible study and things of that sort. So I grew up Christian. My entire family is pretty much Christian. I would say my faith was tested at about 13. That's when my dad died of a heart attack. And, you know, at that age, and like when something dramatic like that happens, you start to think like, oh, God isn't real, because he took this person away from me and I didn't deserve any of this. And so I started to question my faith. I started to question, like, are you even real? Because why would you do such a thing? And it took me probably a couple of years before I realized that, like, you know, God is going to put you through things to test and mm-hmm. see if you're still going to have faith in him, that he will have better things for you. And so it took me about 3 years, I would say, maybe four, to really be like, okay, God, like, whatever, I was being dramatic, I'm sorry. So I slowly started to get into it. But at that point, you know, I was in high school. And so, you know, I started to get influenced by the world. And, like, I wanted to fit in with other people. And everyone that I hung out with in high school were not believers. And so, again, I fell off with my faith. And I was like, oh, I can worry about that Jesus stuff when I get older. I truly said that. And, yeah. I was like, yeah, I can worry about that when I get older. I have time in life. So fast forward to about 2020, I met this guy at my college campus. We both went to Texas Women's University. I met this guy, and we started, like, just talking, popping off, hanging out and things like that. I then started to, like, catch feelings for him in, like, a very romantic way. And, you know, from there, you know how things start. You get in a relationship and whatever.
You're just in love.
Yeah, I was in love. Yeah. And so in that moment of, like, being in love with this person, one of the first questions that I asked him was, like, how is your relationship with Christ? And he was like, well, I grew up going to church, but I kind of stopped going because of the things that were being said in church. And the thing is, like, he would be around other believers that wasn't abiding by the word. And so it made him very confused on, like, what even is Christianity. And so he stopped going to church because he didn't know what to believe. And in that moment, I saw it as, like, oh, so he's basically a Christian. He just needs to get back into it. And so basically I put aside my relationship with Jesus Christ to be in a relationship with another man. And I would say that is the biggest regret I have for my life. And that is something I never want to experience again. Because God really was like, girl, you just don't know it yet, but I'm about to come through and just take all this away from you, but I'm gonna let you enjoy it for a hot second to really see. And so throughout this relationship, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone that's, you guys aren't equally yoked, you guys are going to have a different mindset when it comes to kids or when it comes to how, like, to, like, run that relationship. And so we had different point of views, and I've brought up marriage with him and kids as well. And I was like, hey, like, I want to have this many kids. We're going to take them to church every Sunday. You know, he'll kind of, like, respond with, like, yeah, I mean, like, you can take them to church. Like, I'm not going to force my kids to go to church, but if you want to take them, you can take them. And I should have saw that as, like, okay, like, what are you doing with your life, you know? Because I thought I can make it work with this person, with us being unequally yoked, but you can't, especially when you know that you are so, like, deep in your faith, or that you want a relationship with Christ, and you don't want to try to, like, completely ruin that.
You saw the grace. You want to see the grace in someone.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I even prayed for him. I prayed that, I was like, God, like, I want this person, but I also want him to follow in your footsteps. And, like, pray, I feel like prayer like that could work, but it also has to work if they put the work into it as well.
They have to choose. It's exactly. Their voice.
Yeah. And the hard thing I had to learn is that I can't lead a man to Christ if mm-hmm. he's not already there, or if he's not already working towards getting there.
Plus, being a man in a relationship and in a marriage, the man has to be leading the family. Amen. Right? Just yeah. like the church leads
yes,
everyone
exactly.
else.
Right? Exactly. So. And, like, because truly, if a man is not in God's presence, he won't know how to treat you, he won't know how to love on you the correct way. And I thought that the love he was giving me was the correct way, because I was like, oh, like, he fixes my tire, he buys me food, yada yada yada, like, any guy can do that. But can he lead you to the word, or is he leading you to your bed? Hello.
He needs to be leading you to Christ every single day.
Thank you. Is he buying you tequila shots, or is he buying you a Bible? I mean, he can buy you both, but
which one is he doing more?
Exactly.
Which one's more important?
Exactly. Right? Is he waking up and saying, hey, we need to read our word, or is he saying, hey, let's have unmarital sex?
Period.
So those are some things. Period. Video over. But those are some things that, like, you just need to think about if you're in your walk with Christ. Because, like, yes, like, I feel like this whole generation is about, oh, we have to be in a relationship. If you're not in a relationship, like, what are you doing with your life, you know? But it's like, sometimes you have to think, like, okay, I'm walking in my faith with Christ, but if that person isn't,
It's not gonna work.
Yeah, it's like, it's
because someone is gonna fall off the track.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And if you love that person so much, you're gonna fall off because you're like, okay, this person doesn't want it, so I'm just gonna throw it away. And that's what I did. I was like, this person doesn't want it, so I was like, maybe I'll just push this back even further. Maybe later in life, when we're 30, we'll like get back into it. And honestly, I wouldn't say there's never no late. Like, you can always get back into your faith, but it's better to do it sooner than later, because when Jesus comes, y'all, and you ain't saved, they getting left behind, because I can't save you.
No one can.
Nobody can. So, but yeah, and so I just to get into, like, how I found Christ again, is I went through a really hard breakup with him back in October of 23. October, I think, like, 17th, to be exact. I can't even remember. It's felt like so long ago. And, y'all, when I tell you, after that breakup, I was a changed person. Not in a healthy way. It was a very unhealthy way at first. I went through that breakup, and I instantly started going out, drinking to, like, 3 a.m., I was flirting with any guy I saw on the street. Like, it was bad, y'all. Like, I have never...
For that love that you missed.
Right, exactly. Yes. And the thing I had to learn is that that real love, that genuine, unconditional love, is only going to come from Jesus Christ himself. And so, me going out partying every day, okay, cool, I'm having a blast, but then the next morning I wake up and I'm, like, in tears because I realize, like, none of that I did last night healed me or is going to heal me. And so that went on for about 2.5 months after. And then one day I literally was in my room and my friend texted me, was like, hey, are we going out drinking tonight? I was like, bet. So I was getting my makeup done, and then all of a sudden I just started bawling. I dropped to my knees, and God was telling me, he was like, if you walk out that door. And I was like, I can't, like, I cannot walk out that door. And so I texted my friend. I was like, I can't go out tonight. I had to lie. I'm sorry if you're watching this. But I was like, I'm not feeling well. I need to stay in. Because honestly, like, in that moment.
You weren't feeling well because you were rolling your eyes out.
Right, exactly. And, like, in that moment, I had to have discernment. I was like, is this God telling me or is Satan? You know, and I feel like that's why you really need to be reading your word, because Satan also knows scripture. So if
you can twist it and turn it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So if you are reading your scripture, Satan knows everything already. But if you don't have discernment on knowing what that scripture is actually talking about, Satan's going to be like, oh, you're mine now. And so in that moment, I had no idea if that was God or if that was Satan. But I was like, you know what? I think this is God. Because Satan would want me to go out and party, you know, and drink and do all this other stuff. And so that night, I bawled and my eyes out. I fell to my knees. And I was like, God, I repent. I was like, forgive me of my sins, yada, yada, yada. And from there, I have been the happiest person ever. Like, I have not shed a tear. Well, I have shed tears. Good tears. I have not shed tears about the breakup. Let's say it that way. And I feel like I'm definitely at the point to where I've definitely forgiven every, like, myself for one, but also that person, because so for the longest time, I blamed that person for allowing me to draw away from God, when really it was like I allowed it, right? You know, James 4:8, like, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. He's not the reason why I drew far away from him. It was because of me. Like, I allowed,
it was your choice.
Yeah, I put my ex in the middle, and I was surrounding my life around him instead of having God there. And
like an idol.
Right. I was definitely idolizing him, for sure. And God is going to take away anything that you idolize more than him. Mm-hmm. He has shown me that multiple times. And girl, I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson, y'all. Like, you don't want God to take things away. It hurts so much more. So much more than your mom taking away your phone or something. Like, it hurts so bad. But yeah, I met God at rock bottom. And from there, I was like, I'm giving my full life to you, Lord. I was like, wash my sins. Wash it clean. Give me all of your blood. Like, I need the blood of Jesus just to run through me right now. Yeah, and so I've been fully in my faith since the beginning of January. And it has been the best since.
Probably blessings on blessings.
Oh, blessings on blessings. Like, this apartment, y'all, it came out of nowhere. And what's crazy is because I, really big sin, I moved in with a partner that I was not married to. And we were doing unmarried things. And so I think there's a way of, like, realizing that the things that you were doing were wrong, and you repent those things, you talk to God about it, and God is like, you know what, I'm gonna bless you with this. Because the thing is, like, I've always,
what was that, obeying?
Yes, obeying. Oh, big key. And we're gonna have we're already planning a podcast over obeying, because I have a lot to talk about on that one. But yeah, and so the thing is, like, I've been hearing a lot is that, what do people say? They say something like, God can take away things that you never expect for him to take away, but he can also bless you with things that you never expect for him to give you.
Three times bigger.
And so whenever he took that relationship away from me, he blessed me with an apartment where I can be on my own. And I am living, like, I'm walking in his shoes, and I'm not living with someone who I'm not married to. And, like, y'all, this apartment's been nice because I've actually been able to, like, just be in my single season, in my waiting season, just waiting for the Lord to continue blessing me, but also, you know, speaking through me and, you know, all the good things. So, yeah, I'm definitely very, very excited for this. Now, I'm not going to lie. I've been a little, like, at first I was like, oh, God, I don't know. Like, this is a lot, you know, because, like, it can be hard when, like, you're single, you know, when you haven't, like, I haven't been single since, like, 2018. And this is my first time being single since that time. So it's been so hard to adjust because I'm, like, so used to that. But this is exactly what God, like, wanted for me. He was like, every time I put you with someone, you continue to fall off. And you continue to put them in the middle and idolize them and not seeing that real unconditional love is only going to come from me.
You'll know when someone comes in to your life.
Yeah.
That's from God.
Yeah. God. I hear that a lot. Yeah.
Testimony right there.
Yeah. Hers is coming soon. Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if we said it, but y'all, we went through pretty much almost the same thing around the same time. Hers is a little bit more extreme, which we'll get into at some time. But, like, we both went through heartbreak around literally the same month.
The exact same month,
which is crazy. And I think this is why God brought us together, because he wants to use our testimony as like a way of like showing that he will pull you out of that situation. Because y'all, I was, after that breakup, I was suicidal. I didn't tell anybody. And this is the first time she's hearing this. I was suicidal. And I was like, oh God, if you don't give me this man back, I'm done. I am done. And he was like, oh, that's not happening. That's not happening. And look at me, like happy as ever. And like, I don't know, happy as ever. And
I think breakups can go that way, or a way of like, I'm so excited that I'm out of that
relationship. Yeah, exactly.
That's how I was.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Definitely now I'm like, yeah, I see why God pulled me out. At the time I was like, you're crazy. Like, what are you doing? You know? But even to this day, I still pray for my ex-boyfriend. Because the other day, not the other day, but the last week, my God has been putting him on my mind like all week. And I kept asking God, I was like, is this you or is this Satan putting this man like in my head right now? And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to pray. My cat is, don't drink that. Y'all, he's a hothead. Do you want to come join us? Come here. You'll come join us?
Nope.
All right. He's like, don't know if I can fit there. I'm a little big. Okay. I don't even know what I was saying. Probably wasn't important. It's fine.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
You were talking about Jesus.
Yeah, we were. So I guess it was important. Yeah, but it's been a crazy, crazy, like, 7 months, I would say, since that happened. Seven, almost eight. I know. It's been that long, right? October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Or I guess, like, going on six. Sir. Really? Really, dude? Louis Gray. Thank you.
Yeah, it feels like longer.
Yeah, it does feel like longer, right? Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's what I was saying. So, God was, like, putting him on my mind for like a week straight, and like the first 2 days of him putting him on my mind, I was bawling. Like after I got off work, I was sitting in my car and bawl, because I'm like, God, like what is this? Like it was, you know, that moment where like you may just be like going on about your day, and then like maybe your mom is on your heart so much, and you're like, oh my gosh, like did something happen to her? So you're calling her like, mom, are you okay? And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm fine. You know,
you always have to pray for those people that hurt you though.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. And I feel like that was the best way for me to actually be okay with, like, the let go. Because definitely after that let go, every day I was like, oh my gosh, what is he doing? I wonder if he's thinking about me, you know? But now it's like, I'm like, God, what are you doing? What are you thinking about right now? You know, like...
He got something up for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that mind shift is crazy. Like...
Now I just gotta wait.
Yeah. And, like, the thing is, like, I've been praying for him, and I've been praying that Jesus will reveal himself to him. And I haven't thought of, like, the thought hasn't been on my mind since. And I'm like, dang, maybe that was the right prayer. Because I even asked God, I was like, reveal to me, what exactly do I need to pray for? Because I started praying for him, and then I felt like it wasn't working, because I was like, okay, I think I need to do more. So I asked God to reveal to me, and I think he was telling me that he may be struggling in something in his life right now that he doesn't want to open up to anybody about. And so I was like, God, whatever it is, you don't need to tell me. Like, I don't need to know that. But like, also, I just want you to heal him in whatever,
and like, bring him to you, is right? Going
right.
You always want to pray for those non-believers.
Exactly. Always. And it's always so important to pray just for people in general. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all, don't be stingy with your prayers. Like, pray for everybody. Even if you just see somebody like on the side of the road that looks like they're struggling, pray for that person. You know, because you get, like, God starts to notice those things. So, got to serve others just as Jesus served us. So, yeah. You got any pointers? I think that's pretty much my testimony. I just went through a really hard breakup, and that allowed me to find Christ again and realize that I was doing everything oh so wrong. And so now I'm... have been flushed out and wiped clean. And I'm starting over. I'm starting over, and it feels great. I feel reborn again. So
yeah. You got you someone good waiting.
No, I know.
You got it.
I know, y'all.
You just
like,
gotta wait.
I pray this prayer every night. I'm like, Lord, ooh. But I also tell him, like, I want you to also make sure that I'm prepared for when you send me this person, because I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to be that person, and like, I don't want that person to come to me and they're ready and I'm not, and then I'm like, well, that was my chance there, you know. So I pray it every night, like, God, like, you know, like, please, I want to be ready for this person, and I want you to know when you think I'm ready, go ahead and send them over. Like, don't hold off, just go ahead and send them to me. But
I love how our testimonies are kind of the same, but mm-hmm. they're widely
different,
completely
different.
But at the same time,
yeah, yeah. And I think that's I think that's the beauty in it, though. I think that's the beauty in it, you know, because, you know, obviously God has different wills for everybody.
Yes.
Even though it could seem similar, or at least our testimonies are similar.
Yeah.
But ooh, y'all, I can't wait till y'all hear hers. It's gonna be so good.
Guest speaker in for that one.
Maybe. That'll be spicy. But yeah, so that's pretty much my testimony. So hopefully this touched one of you. And I just want to let you know that Jesus loves you. So, like, y'all, I'm telling you, do not put yourself through it. If you want to follow in his footsteps, but you know you're not doing everything the correct, like, you, if you know you're sinning while trying to, like, follow his footsteps, and you keep doing that same sin, just
you also
save yourself.
You also got to ask for forgiveness.
Right.
Every single time. Even if
every single
that
time.
Sin again. And
yeah.
Again, keep asking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Because he's going to forgive you.
Yeah. And at some point, just stop doing that sin.
Yeah.
Like, if you're constantly, like, sinning, and you're like, oh, God, forgive me for this, and the next day, you do it again, and then God, okay, he's going to forgive you, but, like, can you just not do it? Like, just don't do it, you know?
Or even ask someone to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can be accountable for it.
Exactly. Because, honestly, like, if you sin and you ask for forgiveness and you keep doing it, that means you're not really sorry about it. Yeah. You just know that he's going to forgive you, so you keep doing it, you know? But, yeah, that's my testimony.
Yeah.
I think my iPad died. It sure did.
Prayer time.
Okay, prayer time. All right. Ash is going to take away because my throat is dry.
Get that coffee and don't spill it this time.
Y'all, I spilled coffee all over my rug. Oh my gosh, I'm literally so sad.
Okay, let's pray and then we got some announcements.
Yes.
Fun announcements. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Finally, after months of preparing for this podcast, we are so thankful for your blessings after blessings after blessings and your glory that you have given to us. We are thankful for your light and your word. We are thankful for anyone who is watching this and whoever has a new testimony to share with us that we can share to everyone around us. We are thankful and thankful and thankful for you, God. And we love you and we praise you. And everyone says, Amen.
Okay, we're gonna have to look at your computer because my thing is dead.
Okay.
For the announcements. All right, let's see what announcements we have for y'all.
Prayer request. And praises and all that.
Yes, okay, so you can even start on this video if you guys want, or if you want to start on the next one. But we want you guys to send in your prayer request or praise report.
We will not tell anybody.
We will not tell anybody. This is just between us. We will pray over that thing, whether it's like something you want prayer over or something you want us to praise about and like give thanks to God about. And you can, if you want it to be secret, you can DM us on Instagram. But if you don't care who sees it, you can comment it on YouTube. But we're not going to like broadcast it on our podcast. Because although like we care about you guys, but this podcast is genuinely about Jesus.
Yeah.
So we don't want to take that spotlight away from him and showcase everything that we're doing or you guys are doing.
If you have any testimonies, please tell us, DM us, email, however you want to do it.
Yes.
Because we would love to share it to everyone.
Oh, yeah. We would love to read it ourselves as well. And then if you feel comfortable with us sharing it, please let us know. And we will definitely share it at the end of, like, our next video. Yeah, so.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that's it, right?
Yep. I think we're done.
Yay!
We're here for y'all.
We are here for y'all.
Life with Jesus.
Yes. I'm so, so excited to grow with y'all. Like we're your besties, okay? So don't think of us as, like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared to, like, ask them. No. Like,
we're the most personal people you can ever meet.
Literally. Literally. Like, even if you want to, like, private message me on my private Instagram, do that. Like, girl, I will respond to you. Like, we got you. Like, we want to be there for you because we know this journey is not easy.
You have to have a, what's that called? A circle around you, right?
Yes.
Of people who will push you
mm-hmm.
to grow with you and not pull you down because that will happen in life.
Oh, it will. Like, you have to have that strong community to keep you up because there will be times where you're like, you know what? I don't think I can do this. Like, I keep praying over because, like, y'all, I have prayed over certain things for, like, months, and I still have not seen anything about it from God, but I'm like, you know what? It's not the right time.
Just like me and that dang job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to find a job for the past 4 months, and guess what? I got offer
she
letter.
She finally got it. Finally. See, like, God is going to give it to you when he knows it's the right time. Yeah. If he was to give her that job 4 months ago, he'd be like, no, nah, girl. You would have slacked off. You would have probably did whatever, lost that job within a week, like,
and so probably wouldn't have found any, like, I don't want to share my test, I don't want to say anything.
No, you're fine. Yeah, it's just the fact of, like, it, like, just keep praying about it. God hears you. He's not like, oh, no, like, he imagine if he's just like, what, can't hear you. No, like, he's literally sitting there listening to every single word. He's probably jotting down every time you say that same prayer. He's like, yep, you've prayed this for about a million times already, but I'm still not ready to give it to you.
Plus, he's probably not going to give it to you yet because he probably has something even bigger for you.
That's the one. Exactly. So, and then, like, I know I always have been told, and I've always told people, like, and even though you do pray for a certain thing, like, if you be like, God, please bless me with this new car, doesn't mean he's going to give it to you. Because he might be like, you don't need it.
Maybe,
like,
he wants you to give you something different other than a car first.
Exactly.
It's just following God's plan.
Yeah, you just, yeah. And once it happens, you're going to be like, ah, I see why you waited.
Yeah.
I see why you waited. Because I know why God's keeping me single right now. Because he's like, girl, you're not ready. You're not ready. But when I am ready. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I think that pretty much wraps this up. This was fun.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Yay, I'm so excited.
Yay.
But anyway, stay tuned for our next podcast.
So we'll see y'all back on May 20th.
And we will be talking about
repentance.
Is it repentance? Repentance. So I think that's gonna be a really good topic.
God always wants to take those U-turns, right?
Yes, always. So please stay tuned for repentance, and we'll see you guys next video.
Bye.
Bye.